Hello, bitches. We are here today. I feel really far away from this table, so I'm gonna try. Oh, yeah. Okay, because I'm kind of at a weird angle, but I want you to hear me good. Okay, anyway, we are here. We are here, okay? If you can't tell, I'm so excited. It's my second day off in a row, bitches. I'm so excited. Because, you know, I changed my schedule a few episodes back. And so now I'm off Tuesday, Wednesday, and Sunday. Because we're closed on Sunday. But my schedule was off Wednesday, off Sunday. And then I was like, I want to go down to 4 days. And I'm like, oh, I need it. And wow. It's my first Tuesday, Wednesday. It's my first weekend in a long time. And I just feel so good. Like, I just feel like this is definitely a step in the right direction. Like, this is a step of me moving towards my truest self. Like, it just feels so good that I've actually had, like, it's only been a day at this point because it's 11, so I haven't done too much today, but still, like, it just feels so good. And, like, I just had such a good day yesterday, and yeah, so I'm loving this new schedule. Okay, yay. And then, okay, so backtrack. Last Wednesday, what was last Wednesday? What did I do Sunday? Oh, I went to the jazz festival. Oh, yes, last Wednesday. I think I pretty much did a lot of nothing for a while, and then me, Jalen, and Cheyenne went, and oh yeah, okay, we went and met for lunch or for dinner. I'm sorry, what did I do before that? I feel like I was doing shit before that, but I don't know what. Let me look at my camera roll, see if anything was happening. Oh yes, because Wednesday morning I had my pink hair, and then yeah, I just showered, and then yeah, I didn't do anything too crazy during the day on Wednesday, because we dyed my hair until like 10 or 11, and then I came home and yeah, just showered and chilled, I think. But then, so we went to that Wednesday, and it was so good, and it was honestly hard because we found some bad news, and then we had to give some bad news to one of each other, and so that was kind of hard, but we waited till the end to do that, so it was like, you know, let's at least, like, have a good time before we can all check in. We're all, like, have a lot going on right now, so it was just good to sit, and I just feel like, oh, I just love them so much, like, I needed that so bad. Like, I can't even tell you. Like, these girls are my fucking best friends. Like, I don't know. It was just so good. I needed to see both of them right then, right there. Like, it was great. And I think we all needed that. But, anyway. So, that was Wednesday night. And then Thursday. I'm like, I have no idea what was happening Thursday. Well, I don't have any pictures, so I'm gonna assume probably nothing. And then oh my god. Wow, I guess a lot has happened. Okay, so Thursday, Friday, I guess I just came home and was just chilling. Saturday, we went out, we were gonna go, they do, like, a little, like, arts fest, and so we were gonna go to that, and then Saturday, Cheyenne was coming to meet me after work, and she was gonna come sleep over, but then, like, Jalen, her new job is right by my job. And so she was like, you should come see me. And so I was like, perfect. Let me see if Cheyenne just wants to meet me there, and then we'll go to my house. And so we did that, and then we were just chilling there, and then we were like, let's just go to the Arts Fest tomorrow because then Jalen will be able to go. So let's do that. And then tonight there was one of our DJs that we like, Max Styler, in Dallas. And so we're like, fuck it, let's go to Dallas. And so we did. And it was fun. We peed in a field. Yeah. And that was so fucking funny. And like, it was funny because Cheyenne's mom like checked her location at that exact time and was like, what are you doing? Like, it says you're in a field. And like, it was just hilarious because it was like, her mom was like, we're watching this documentary and like, I'm just scared. Like, I just wanted to check your location and then you're in a fucking field, bitch. What? And it was just funny. Like, of course she checked her location like at that time because we were like not in a field. Like, we were just like chilling in the car. Like, I don't know. And then we had to pee so bad. So we're like, we're going in the field. And so, yeah, it was just fucking funny. Like, it was random. I haven't peed in a field in a long time. So it was reminiscing. But anyway, then we went out and it was so fun. We danced and it was so good. And we got drunk. Like, I feel like I got like drunker than I usually do. Like, it was nice. It was fun. It was so crazy. Cause I was feeling crazy and like we had just taken a shot and then we were sitting there. I was kinda like, I kinda want another shot, bitch. Like, sorry. And so we did, and then, you know, continued throughout the night. But yeah, I just feel like there was an extra shot in there that was like quick after the other that like got me pretty drunk faster. But yeah, it was a lot of fun. And then came home, went to sleep, woke up. I don't know if I told y'all, but we started watching The Conjuring like a couple weeks ago. And we've been watching, I think we've watched, let's see, we watched 4, 5, 6. So we have, I think, 4 left. Because there's like The Nun and Annabelle and all that. So yeah, we just watched 2 more. I'm watching them in order. And yeah, so we just watched the first Nun and then The Curse of La Llorona. And then after that, we kind of got ready and went to the art festival. And then Jalen was there and Noah, her boyfriend, was there. And we were hanging out. And then a couple of their other friends. And then the food was not that good, honestly. Like, I had a slice of pizza and it was mid as fuck. And then, what else? Noah got a fried PB&J and that was like not that good. And then Jalen had got like this pineapple, it's like in a pineapple and they put like pina colada like and pineapple and like make it like a little slush in there, and so that was good. And then Cheyenne got brisket mac and cheese. We shared that was so good. It wasn't so good, but it was, like, it was really good, you know? Like, it was the best thing that we had, for sure. Ooh, and I got a strawberry lemonade, and it was really fucking good. Like, I don't like lemonade that's way too sour, and I don't like it that's, like, way too sweet or, like, way too much of both. Like, I want it, like, toned down, like, just a medium. But I don't want it flavorless. Like, I don't want it at nothing, okay? So, this one was really good, actually. I really liked it. And because strawberry lemonade is probably like my go-to like drink, I guess. Like, I carry my water cup around as an accessory. I just like suck at drinking. Like, I don't really like, I'm not ever really thirsty, or like, I don't know, maybe I'm just not paying attention to my body, but I don't know, like, I don't really be drinking anything that much. But if I do, it's water. Or yeah, like, if I go out and I get a meal and it comes with a drink, then I'll just get, like, lemonade or high C or Powerade sometimes. But, yeah, lemonade is my preferred, but also a lot of places lemonade is, like, super sour for me. But whatever. Rosa's, they got good lemonade. But it's literally just Minute Maid, but, like, I don't know. Like, it's just good versus some Minute Maids at some places. Not good. Couldn't tell you why. Don't know what's going on, but Rosa's is typically really good. Sometimes, there's been a few times where I'm like, ooh, okay. But overall, pretty good. And so, yeah, we went out Saturday, did that Sunday, and then Monday just worked. Nothing crazy. But then I was, like, nervous going to work just because, like, I've been having all this other work stuff, and so I was just, oops, kind of bummed out. I, like, burped with my mouth closed and I opened my mouth and that actually a little sound came out. That was funny. But, yeah, I was just driving to work and I was like, damn, like, I just don't want to have a bad day. Like, I just don't want to be feeling like this at work. Like, I just feel like my mental health is, like, just been kind of shitty and I just feel, like, out of my control. Like, and I'm just, like, trying to, like, I don't know. I'm just kind of, like, super anxious and like in a anxious spiral at work. Fuck, I cannot get that out. But yeah, I don't really know. So I was just like, I really hope I don't feel that way today. Like, I just want to try to have a good day. Like, it's gonna be okay, bitch. Like, I got you, we're here, it's fine, it's fresh, okay. And then I got to work and then, like, I was kind of like at the beginning, but then I had my first client, and I was just like, ooh, girl, I don't know if I told you, but I changed my schedule, and I'm gonna be off on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Sunday, okay? And I was just like, oh, I'm so excited, and, like, all my clients were just like, I'm so happy for you, like, you know, you should do this, like, it's a good time to do this, like, you can do this, and, like, everything's gonna be okay, like, financially, and, like, you know, you're young, like, you don't have anything holding you back, like, you can go and, like, do stuff always, like, it's the perfect time to do this, and they were all just, like, really supportive of me doing this, which I, like, obviously love and appreciate that, and I don't know, I just feel like I didn't know, like, if anyone was gonna be, like, mad about it, but, like, I, no one has, like, said anything, like, no one has hesitated to be, like, oh my god, I'm so excited for you, like, this is gonna be great, like, you need this, you should do this, like, I wish I could do that. And so, yeah, that was just so nice, and, like, that was kind of consuming my days. I was like, I'm literally off the next 2 days, yes. And so that was super exciting and it felt so good. And then, yeah, I got off and I was like, well, I'm free now. And so I was trying to get, like, some stuff done a little bit, like, I was trying to start my laundry and, like, kind of get ahead of the things that I needed to do so I could get those out of the way and then just kind of, like, spend these 2 days, like, however I want. Like, I can completely rot in bed today, like, I can like go out and do stuff if I want, like, the world is my oyster, and, like, it just feels so good. And I feel like sometimes on my day off, like, I just am, like, stressed because I know that there's shit I need to do, and so then it just, like, overwhelms me, and then I just feel, like, numb, and then I just rot in bed, but then I feel guilty for rotting in bed, and I feel like I wasted my day, and I feel like I shouldn't be doing that. And so, yeah, that's pretty much what happens on my day off if I'm, like, at home. And then I'll end up just doing all the shit I have to do after work sometimes, and that sucks. But yeah, it was so great yesterday. Well, Monday night, Brianna was going to see Coda, her bestie girl, and then, so me and Brady hung out, and, like, honestly, it was a good hangout. Like, I feel like we talked a lot, because usually we like to talk, but we also like to watch scary movies, and so, like, when we hang out, like, I feel like sometimes we don't get enough of, like, talk time, because we're trying to hurry and watch a movie before it's too late, because I'm probably gonna fall asleep, and then I'm gonna wanna go to bed after that. But, yeah, we just talked a lot. We talked the whole time, actually. I was like, did you want to watch a movie? Like, I'm kind of tired. And he was like, no, not this late. Because it was already, like, 11 or something. So we're like, let's not start a movie right now. But, yeah, we talked a lot. It was good. And then, yeah, that was Monday night, and then I went to bed because I started dozing off, and I was like, he was like, go to bed, bitch. I was like, okay, thanks. And I feel bad because, like, sometimes, like, if I'm in bed, I cannot, like, I cannot be in bed. Which I was laying in their bed, but I was just like, oh, I could just fall asleep right now. Like, it's cozy. And, yeah, so. And, like, especially watching a movie, like, if I'm watching a movie in bed or literally on the couch, I could be sitting on the floor. Who fucking knows? But I'm falling asleep, like, I don't know. Like, I just, I don't know what it is, but sometimes I really, like, I feel like recently, all these fucking Conjuring movies, when Cheyenne told me they were saying, I was like, oh, I don't know if I can do this, bitch, but, I don't know, like, I've been really trying, and, like, okay, I'm not gonna lie, the first one I was good about, the second one, I literally, like, slept through most of the movie, but I've seen it before, so it's okay, and then the third one, I think I slept maybe just a tiny bit, but I was really trying to stay awake. And then the fourth one, I was awake, and Cheyenne fell asleep. I was scared. We were watching the second Annabelle, I think. And then I was completely awake for the Nun, and, yeah. And so, because it was, like, 10 a.m., like, you know, we had kind of just woken up, so nothing, I wasn't ready for a nap yet, I guess, fuck. But, yeah, I like to watch movies. It's just kind of hard for me sometimes. But when I do, I always feel like I'm proud of myself. I'm like, yay, girl, you stayed up. Look at that. But, anyway. And so then, Tuesday morning, I woke up. And I got my laundry going and finished. Not completely finished, but mostly. And then, I was waiting on my shoes to get here because I bought a pair of shoes. I bought a pair of Doc Martens because I've just been wanting them. Okay, so Cheyenne has them, and I've been wearing them a lot. And, like, every time I wear them, I'm just like, I literally love these shoes so hard. Like, I love them. And then there's been two times where I was like, will you bring those shoes for me? Like, I really want to wear them. And she was like, I'm wearing them. And I was like, okay, bitch, you're wearing your shoes. Fuck you, okay? And, yeah, I was like, I'm just gonna buy them. But I don't know why I was holding out. I'm not, it's hard for me to find shoes that I actually like. And so, like, spending money on them just seems, like, kind of crazy to me. And, like, I don't really know. Like, I'm a sandals girl. Like, I don't know. Like, I just am not, shoes are hard for me, okay? Like, let's see, my shoe history. I've been wearing these sandals. I have the 5 pairs of the same sandal. I bought them last year from Old Navy. They were $5 each. So, $25, like, for 5 pairs of shoes, and I've been wearing them to the ground. And I love them. Literally, Denton, they're so fine. They're so cute. Like, I get so many compliments. Like, they're, like, rubber. So they're really great to wear to the pool. They're great to wear around, but when your feet sweat, then they kind of suck, because they're, like, slippery. Or if I'm in a Walmart, there was one time me and Haley went to Walmart, and I was literally, like, running in place trying not to fall. Like, it was horrible. They were so slippery. But I love them, but my pink ones and my green ones are the ones I wear the most, and they're starting to break a little bit, and I tried to glue them together, and it didn't work, so I don't know what I'm gonna do, and they don't have them anymore, so I'm pissed. But anyway, that's what I've been wearing, and then other than that, I wear my pink Doc Marten boots, because those are my favorite fucking shoes ever. Like, I bought them, or my mom bought them for me for my birthday last year. And I got them early because I wanted to break them in before my rave. And so, yeah, I bought them for raving and festivals and stuff. And they're so perfect for that. Love 10 out of 10. But literally for everyday life. Like, I was nervous because they're, like, bright pink. And they're, like, also, like, have, like, a rubber. They're rubber, I guess, I think. But anyway, they just, like, they're so cute, and I was nervous wearing them because they are, like, a bold statement, and, like, combat boots are already, like, I don't know, some people hate combat boots, and so then the fact that they're also, like, bright ass fucking pink, like, I don't know. But I wore them out just to do a little test, and everyone loved them, and, like, anytime I wear them, like, everyone loves them, and I don't know. I guess I just needed that validation because I loved them so hard, but it was like, I don't know if I should love these. Like, is this embarrassing? But I get so many compliments every time I wear them. And I love wearing them because they're cute, they're comfy, they're stylish, and they're, like, multi-purpose. I feel like I could do anything in them. But I do recommend for sure because I guess I didn't break them in before the festival because I'm pretty sure I... Okay, so I went to walk in them, like, the weekend or the beginning of the week before I left for my festival, and I just went to, like, the park and was walking around in them to try to break them in. And I got blisters like a motherfucker, and, like, it was not good. And then, yeah, I had to order these silicone socks that, like, go over your heel off Amazon and ship them to New Jersey, where I was going to be, like, flying to at my friend's house, and then we were going to be driving to Philly for Elements Fest. And yeah, I literally, like, oh god, I was so stressed, but I got them and they saved me. It kind of sucked because I already have blisters from trying to walk in them forever like a dumb bitch, but yeah, those saved me. And honestly, like, if I'm going to a festival, I'm bringing them because I feel like they really, like, I don't know, they're really squishy and they just feel good on your heel. Like, it just feels like a little extra support in there. So I still like wearing them, but if I'm just going, like, out or, like, to, like, just a little, like, show, then I won't wear them because I'm like, eh, it's not gonna be bad. Like, I'm not gonna be walking like the way I would at a festival. But anyway, all of that to say, I got new Doc Martens, and they're sandals, and they're like platforms, and they're black, and then they have two little straps, and I just love them. And you just slide them on and go. Like, they're so cute. They're so cute. And I was like, I'm caving. And it just, it's so annoying because Cheyenne got them for like $40 at like TJ Maxx or Marshalls or something. And then I got them off Amazon and they were fucking $130, bitch. Which, they're an investment. They're worth it. Like, Doc Martens are fucking good ass shoes and they're comfortable and they last forever. So, I think it's okay, but fuck. So, anyway, I did that. And so, Tuesday morning, I was like, before I go do anything, I am waiting for my shoes because they were only like, I think the first time I looked, they were 5 stops away. And then they kept getting closer and closer. And then, I was trying to renew my car registration. And it was, I still don't need to do that today, actually, because I went on to do that. And then it was like, oh, you need your car inspected. And so I went and got my car inspected. And then I tried to go back and then do the registration on my phone online. And then it was like, oh, like, you were here a few hours ago and didn't submit it. So now you have to wait 24 hours before you can try again. I'm like, what? So that was a lot. And then I was like, you know what? You know, my birthday resolution was giving up my overconsumption. And, like, I've been really good. Like, I've probably bought, like, 5 things since July. And I don't know. Maybe that is a lot for someone, but for me, like, no, like, I was probably buying like 5 things off Amazon a week, and then I was also doing seasonally plus any festival or trip or show or anything that I'm going to, a whole new outfit from Shein probably. And so I was spending, and anytime like we went shop, like, I didn't go shopping too much, but like I would go to Target if I had a gap in my schedule or something. Like, I would just, like, I don't know, I was just spending for fucking nothing, buying everything, anything, all of it. And so, yeah, I'm trying to think. So, that is really good for me. So, I was just like, you know, I haven't bought anything in a while, and I've really been wanting these shoes for, like, it's probably been a couple of months now that I've been wanting them. And then, which is shoes I'm like, I really don't, like, yeah, like I said, I don't really be buying shoes like that, and, like, these are an investment. Like, I love them and I'll wear them. I've worn them since I got them. They're on right now. I'm putting one on because I have my other leg crossed, but just because I love them. So then I was like, also, like, I just been feeling like I have nothing to wear. Like, we went out Saturday night, and like we went out a few Saturdays before, and like I, and like, just like, for work and just for everything. Like, I just kind of have been feeling like I have nothing to wear because I've been having to force myself to wear what I have. And so, yeah, I was like, ugh, I just want to go shop a little bit. And I think that's okay. Like, I think I'm cool with that, but I'm going to go shop in person and I'm going to go to thrift stores because, you know, that's recycled. Like, I just feel like that's the best way to shop. Definitely better than fast fashion. Oh, okay. I know. And so, yeah, I went to Goodwill. That was fun. And then I went to this other one. I don't know what it was called, but I went in and I found this cute pink and green sweater, and it kind of has an ugly pattern on it, but I just love, like, it's my favorite shade of pink and my favorite shade of green, which is like Kelly green, I guess, and then like a bubblegum ish pink. Like, I guess a sweater is probably bubblegum pink, but I guess my favorite is like bubblegum pink and Barbie pink mixed together. Like, yeah, that's my favorite. So I feel like that sweater was like, I don't know, I guess it was more bubblegum pink, but still, it was cute. And so I got that, and then I went to this other one. Ooh, and I got a lot. I bought a pair of jeans, which is crazy because, like, I'm not a jeans girl, but I don't know, I was like, let me just try them on. And then I saw that the whole, it was just a button up, like, there wasn't a zipper, it was like 5 buttons, and I fucking hate pants like that. But I was like, these are cute, like, let me just try them on, like, let's just see. And then I put them on and I was like, these are actually so cute, like, I kind of love them. And they were only $17, so I was like, that's crazy, of course I'm buying them. And then, just because, like, I don't really have a pair of jeans. Like, I went and fucking bought a pair of jeans from Buckle, like, months ago when we started doing these themes at work because we have a jean day. And I fucking hate them. And I spent, like, I don't fucking know, like, $100 on them. Holy shit. And I literally hate them. Like, I thought I liked them. And then I just put them on and I wore them, like, twice. And I was like, I literally hate these. So, I think I'm going to try to cut them later and see if I can make a cute outfit because they're like black, but I feel like jeans would be a cute outfit with my docs, but I don't know, so whatever. Anyway, I was so glad I found this pair of jeans for $17, and I was like, I just want a pair of jeans. Like, I don't wear jeans often, but sometimes I just feel like for an outfit I just want a pair of jeans. So I got those, and then I got this blue tank top. And I have this tank top in, like, multiple other colors, but I just didn't have it in the shade of blue, and it was really cute, so I got it. And then I got these pants. I'm wearing them now. They're so cute. They're, like, a little waffle knit, print, and then they have pockets, and, like, they kind of, like, they feel like sweatpants, but they kind of look like, just, like, excuse me, like, flowy pants. Like, I don't know, they're cute. They're like this light beige color, and they're wide leg, but I don't know, I put them on with my dogs. That's literally what I'm wearing today, and they look so cute. And for the top, I have on this, we decided it was evergreen tank top, and, like, it's just cute. It's got thick straps, and so I like that. Because I feel like most of mine are, like, medium thick. Like, they're not spaghetti strap, but they're, like, not, like, super thick. But these are, like, not super thick. Probably, like, they're three fingers thick, okay? Maybe even four. Yeah, like, tight four. But, anyway, I love it. I think it's so cute. And it's cozy. And so that's my outfit right now. And that's probably my favorite. Oh, and I took it off because it's kind of hot, but this little cardigan that is, like, kind of like a rusty kind of color, I guess, like rusty maroon mauve. Let me look up mauve, actually, because I've been saying mauve a lot, and I'm like, you know, I don't even know if, like, I'm, like, thinking, no, okay. Shocking. That is not the color. Oh, well, actually, Okay, there's 40 plus shades of mauve. Holy mauve. What the fuck, bitch? Okay. Like a dark mauve. Or old mauve. That's kind of the color of this cardigan. That's what, according to this, 40 shades of mauve, okay? Anyway, fuck. So I got this little cardigan, and it is also waffle knit. But it's, like, thin, and so I feel like that is going to be really great just because Texas is so fucking hot, even in the fall. And yeah, it's just super cute. And it's got pockets, and it's kind of long. It goes over my bum. And then, yeah, I don't know. It's just thin and good for Texas fall because I can still wear a long sleeve and, like, whenever it gets, like, a little chillier in the evening or whatever, this will be cute. I'm putting it on right now. That's what this movement is. Because it's cozy, but I like the fit of it. Like, it's, like, I don't know, like, sweaters are hard for me. I'm usually, like, more of a flannel girly because, I don't know, but last year I was trying to be a cardigan girly, and this year, like, I feel like I'm embracing that. And so I feel like I really like the fit of it. Like, it's a good loose without being, like, just massively oversized. But, I don't know. It's super cute. I love it. And then I got another little waffle knit cardigan shirt situation thing in hot pink. And it's super cute. And then I got, it's, like, a pinkish purple, like, super light and like a bright yellow checkered sweater cardigan, and it's cute. You know, I was a little nervous. I was like, oh, people are gonna think it's crazy, like, but I think it's cute. Like, I kind of like it. And so just because I love colors and, like, I don't know, like, I love, like, random shit together and, like, patterns, and it's checkered and it's cute and it's, like, a pink, I don't know. Sometimes I say pink and yellow. Sometimes I say purple and yellow. But, like, it's just, like, a weird pinkish purple. So, anyway. Pink. But I want it to be pink and yellow. So, I'm going to say pink and yellow checkered. Like, it's cute. And so, I got that. And then, yeah, I got that pink and green cardigan. And then I got, what else did I get? I sent Jalen and Cheyenne videos, so let me look. Blue top jeans, green top pants, yellow and pink top pants. Ooh, this top, that top, that top. Okay, I think that's it. Yeah, that's what I got. And then I had to go to the smoke shop because I needed something. And then they had earrings, and they were so cute, and so I've been looking for orange earrings and green earrings. I don't really have any. So I go in, and they had these orange earrings, and they were, like, little oranges, like, orange slices, and they were so cute. And so I was like, okay, I'm getting those. And then they had these little bong earrings, and they were so cute. They're, like, white on the top for, like, the shaft. And then they're, like, have a little swirly design on the bottom, and it's, like, blue and purple and orange and yellow and green. And, yeah, they're just so cute, but it's fun because, like, you kind of, like, have to be, like, what is that? And then if you look close, it's just a little bong. And, yeah, they're just so cute. So I was, like, I'm getting those. Like, I have to. And so, ooh, and at the art festival, I got these other earrings, and they're, like, a little fairy wing, and then they have, like, these little dangles of, like, sun and moon and stars. Like, oh, it's so cute. Fuck. But they're super yellowy gold, so there's that. But I thought they were cute. Like, I love them. I love earrings. Like, I don't know. They're so fun, and you can just, it makes the outfit so much better. Like, you have to. So, yeah, I've been loving the earrings. And, oh, and there was these pants. I'm so sad because we went to this little shop there, and they had these pants, and I was like, these are so cute. Like, I love these. And then she comes over, and she's like, yeah, they're $60. And I was like, oh, my God. Like, that's a lot of money. And then I don't know, I was just like, I don't know if I want to spend that, like, you know, it's a lot. And then later I was telling Jalen about them, because I saw them when it was just me and Cheyenne. And so, yeah, Jalen was like, $60 is not bad. Like, think of a pair of Nike sweatpants. Like, that's $60. And I was like, I guess, but, like, I don't buy Nike sweatpants. Like, not anymore. Like, I have some, but I was like, that's fucking insane. So, yeah, but she's like, you know, like, these are, like, they're handmade. Like, she made them. And I was like, you know what? You're right. I'm gonna get them. Like, I love them, and I would wear them all the time. Like, they're just big flowy pants, and, like, I really been wanting my wardrobe to kind of, like, shift into more, like, flowy, loose, comfy cute clothes. And so I want them. Like, they're a great, like, they're not a staple, they're very crazy, but they're just so cute statement pants. So boo. But yeah, so then we go back for them, and they're fucking gone. I was pissed, but it was okay. So yeah, I didn't get to get them, but yeah, that was my goal for thrift shopping yesterday. As I was like, I just want more flowy, kind of maybe some fall stuff, but just like flowy, cute, whatever. And I feel like I did that. And like, also, I'm in my head, I'm thinking more like flowy pants or skirt, and then like, I think ideal is tube top, and then with like a cardigan or something, like just cozy. But the tube top, I don't really know, like, any tube top I find is not enough length to cover anything other than my boobs. Like, anytime I wear a tube top, my boobs take up the entire top, and then it just looks like a bra pretty much. Like, and my tits are also still out. And so I don't know, like, I just need an extra long tube top, so that way it covers all of my boobs, and then also some of my, like, stomach and stuff. So, because I love a crop top, but I just hate when crop tops are, like, they just look like bras. Like, they literally only cover my boobs, which, my boobs take up a lot of my, like, surface, I guess, like, my stomach and my chest, obviously, but I don't know. Honestly, I hate them. Like, I don't know. That's a whole nother conversation. I don't fucking know. I just wish I could chop them off right now. Like, whatever. But anyway. Yeah, so I couldn't find any tube tops that were gonna cover anything. I couldn't get any, but I found one, and it was so cute, and it was like rainbow striped. It was so cute. But of course, yeah, it would have covered my nipples, and that's fucking it. And it was an extra large too. I was like, holy shit, like, that's what's so annoying. Like, I don't think people realize, like, natural big tits, because like with fake tits, like, you know, you pick where your nipple is, you pick where they sit, like, there's not a lot, like, you can kind of get away with having like not that much coverage. But big ol' freaking natural titties, like, you can't control nothing. Like, I need, like, coverage. Like, I don't know. Like, I can't get away with just a little string. Like, they're way too fucking heavy for that. So, yeah. Ugh, yeah, piss me off. God. So, yeah, I can't really find any cute. Well, I haven't looked. Like, I might have to look on Amazon or something. Like, you know, because that is more niche, but I don't know. Like, I, yeah, so then I just bought two tank tops, and like, one of them, this one that I'm wearing, this evergreen one, like, honestly, like, I feel like it is a good length. Like, I feel like my boobs are covered, and also my stomach is covered. But yeah, because I'm like, I like a little crop, but usually, like, they'll just like have to be like, they usually finish at the bottom of my boobs, like right under them. So yeah, I don't know, whatever. Anyway, tube top is ideal, but I really like this tank top. And like, other tank tops, I love high neck tank tops, but same thing, like, my bra will literally sometimes be hanging out the bottom, like, and I can't wear it, and I'm like, what the fuck. Like, I just wish this was like 2 inches longer or something. So yeah, anyway, but I think tube top is ideal, because then
you know, my shoulders are a little free. The top of me has a little room to move. And yeah. Ugh, boo. But yeah, I think just like a tank top. Because I'm like, I don't really wear bras. Like, I mostly just wear a little tank top. And I don't know. I don't like t-shirts because I just look like a fucking box. And you can't really move as freely. Like, I like tie it on the top, I guess. But having a little cardigan to go over it is, like, so cute because it's, like, tight, but I'm not, like, exposed. But I don't know. And it's, like, I could just wear a tank top under whatever else. And, like, sometimes I do that, but I don't know. I like the way a tank top looks, but I kind of just want, like, a little something extra. So the cardigan is just, like, perfect. Because, like, sometimes I'll wear a hoodie over a tank top, and, like, that's cute, but, like, whatever. Anyway, not that serious. I also am just trying to not give a fuck as much about my appearance, like, my clothes, just because I'm, like, that's kind of irrelevant. Like, I want to be comfortable. Because before, I would just be cute, and there wasn't any comfort. Like, I would... Yeah, I'm not fun. Like, standing jeans, have you heard of standing jeans? Yeah, that is, like, the shit I would wear, where it's so uncomfortable you can't even sit down. Like, they're so tight. Like, but they look cute. Like, either your butt looks good or they fit good. Like, they just look good, so you wear them anyway. No. 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 Like, bitch, be comfortable. Like, you should be comfortable. And, but then there's also a level of comfortable that, I don't know, like, I want to be cute and comfy, so, like, so I'll be super comfortable at my house, but, like, I don't want to go out in, like, my super comfiest, like, nothing, but, like, I will, and I have, but, like, I don't know, I just want a level of cute and comfy that I can wear at home or out and, like, just feel, like, a little bit cute, you know, but... Yeah, anyway, so that was a goal. That's why I'm thinking more flowy clothes, more things like that, just because I feel like that's such a good outfit. Because then with the tank top and the cardigan, you can just take the cardigan on and off or have, like, a little scarf or a little something. And then the pants, if they're flowy, then, you know, if they get too hot, you can kind of slide them up your legs. Like, they're flowy, like, if you sit down, like, I don't know, like, you're getting some air in there, you know? So... I don't know. That's what I was thinking. And they're going to be stretchy, so they're super cozy and comfy. And good for dancing, you know, whatever you want to do. Multi-purpose, okay? So, yeah, flowy clothes are the new jam. And then, I'm trying to think, what else? What else? Yeah, I don't know. That's how I want to dress. That's how I want to feel. That's how I, like... I don't know. My hair, I curled it when did I curl it? Saturday morning, I think I curled it. And I don't know. I really don't like it right now. Like, I haven't curled it at this length, I don't think. And I don't know. Like, it's cute, but it just feels like it's really bothering me. Like, there's just so much of it, and with it all being curled, it's, like, bigger, and I don't know, like, I just feel like I have not been feeling it, so that's kind of nice. I kind of like that, because I wanted to get to a point where I don't want, where I like myself more with my natural hair, and, like, I feel like I've kind of done that. Like, I definitely, like, after high school, I stopped doing my hair almost completely, because I was doing it every single day. Like, I was straightening it or curling it every single day. And obviously that's not great for your hair, which, well, I guess not every day, because I would do it and then it would last for a few days, but then I would wash my hair. So probably, like, every other day, every couple days, something like that. But at this point, like, I've stopped adding bleach to my hair just because, yeah, that sucks for my hair. And, like, I've stopped putting heat on it pretty much completely. Like, I would say I only style it a few times a year. Like, let's see, I styled it on my birthday, and then, you know, just now for this, and then I straightened it whenever I cut it, and then we had pictures at work one day, and so they wanted us to have our hair done, so I curled it, and then
I think that's probably it.
Maybe some other time. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. But, oh, and then whenever I went and got, did I get my hair done? Oh, I got a hair trim. Yeah, that was weird. I'm pretty sure she styled it. So, yeah, I guess that, just, like, a handful of times. But, yeah, I don't really do my hair that much. Like, I'll braid it or do, like, some cool hairstyle sometimes. But, usually, she just thick and wavy and kind of whatever. But, I don't know, since I cut it, I just haven't, like, it just feels like, I don't know. It just feels short, and I just feel like I haven't really, like, been feeling myself with it. But it's probably, I think it's, like, to my elbow, I would say. Yeah, it's, like, elbow length. So, I guess it's long, but I feel like I have a fucking bob, if we're being honest. Like, just because I cut 9 inches in total off, and that was just, you know, a struggle. But, whatever. Anyway, I'm nervous right now because I'm like, oh, this podcast is stupid. Like, no one's going to listen to this. Which, I know I have, like, I like looking at the numbers of listeners I have. But the other day, I was like, let me listen to an episode. Like, let me just see. Because I haven't, like, I don't listen. I literally sit here, I record it, I post it, and then that's it. But the other day, like, I didn't have, I usually have my podcast that I want to listen to, like, queued, and they're all there, but I didn't, and so it finished, and then, like, my app just suggested, like, it just had this one to play next, and so I was like, I'll just press play, like, let me just see, like, let me just check it out, and yeah, I was just like, oh my god, why would anyone listen to this, like, this is so stupid, whatever, whatever, and so I don't know, I just been feeling nervous about it again, but I'm like, I feel good about it, like, I feel good, this makes me feel good, this is fun, and also, like, bitch, I missed a worldwide, like, I got listeners all over, you know, like, I don't know, so, I don't know, I just feel a little nervous, and I don't want to be wasting time for you, I guess, but I'm just fucking talking about my hair. I guess how many times I've fucking talked about my hair on my podcast. So many times. So, yeah, I don't know, but I love you. Like, I like that we're here doing this, even if it is maybe not. I don't know. I don't. Are you getting anything out of this? I'm trying to give something. But anyway, yeah. Okay, what else am I thinking? I'm like, I don't even know what else I'm thinking about. I don't know. I just feel like I would be rambling at this point. I guess I kind of have just been rambling. That's all I ever do, but I don't know. Okay, something actual. I was listening to Jen Hatmaker, a podcast episode of hers, and it was, like, her talking about her new book, Awake, and I don't know, like, it just felt like I really liked it, and, like, she's been on Glennon's podcast a few times, so I have, like, I've heard of her, I know who she is, like, we cool, we friends, whatever. And, like, I've listened to a couple of her episodes of her podcast, and I'm just kind of, like, cute, fun. Like, I do like to listen to them here and there, but I was really looking for a podcast to, like, listen the whole thing, and, like, I just didn't, I don't know, I didn't feel like doing it with hers at the time, which, I'm not making that a statement. Like, I do really like her after this episode that I just listened to. Maybe I will, but at the time, I was like, eh. But, anyway, I was like, I'll listen to this one about her book. Like, I do want to see that, and, like, I don't know, let me just try again. And I really liked it, like, just the way she was talking about her community, like, her podcasting community, and she was just like, you know, like, this book, like, she wrote about, like, her life and, like, her relationship, like, her husband had an affair, I guess, and she, it's like a memoir,
And I don't know, like, just the way she was talking about, like, how gracious her community was. She's like, you know, when it happened, like, I did not say the word affair, like, until I started writing this book. Like, I didn't say anything for years. And, like, this community, like, you know my family, like, you know everything about my life. Like, we talk about relationships constantly. So, like, when this happened, like, you know, you guys gave me so much space. And, like, no one was prying. No one was, like, expecting or entitled to answers. Like, everyone was very gracious and just, like, gave me my privacy and gave me my time and my space and, like, just kind of let me keep continuing with my life, like, without saying much about it. And so she was like, that was, like, I can't, like, get over that. Like, so this book is, like, I actually got to say everything that was true to me, everything at the right time, the way that I wanted to. And, like, I don't know, like, just the way she was talking about her community and just the way that, like, everyone showed up and was, like, just so supportive and was, like, yeah, not prying or anything like that. I was like, that's beautiful. Oh, my God. And, yeah, I don't know. I'm, like, I just feel like I just want to be in community. I want to have community. I'm an F, like, you know, with this, I guess I'm kind of creating community, but, like, that's a goal, but I don't know, that just seems cool, and I just want everyone to be friends, God. But anyway, yeah, I really like that episode of hers and her book, so I think I'm gonna read that. And then I started listening to Come As You Are by Emily Nagoski. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but yeah, that's been on my list for a long time. Like, that is, I have a list of all the books that pretty much Glennon's podcast has recommended me. Like, that is most of the podcast, or most of the list. But, was that the dog barking? Did you hear that a second ago? I was like, I moved my foot at the same time, and then also, like, I'm hearing myself in the microphone, so I was talking at the same time, and so I was like, I didn't know what that was, but I don't know if that was Oliver or what. Anyway. Yeah, this book has been at the top of my list forever, and then I was talking to a friend, and they were just saying, like, they listened to that book, and, like, it really altered the way that, like, they think about sex and stuff, and, like, just, like, I don't know, like, it just helped them. And so I was like, okay, I'm just gonna read it, because, you know, like, this is not my first time hearing of this book. Like, I've read of it a few times, I've been wanting to read it, like, let's just go. And so I started it. I didn't get too far in, just the beginning, maybe like 10-15 minutes, but I liked it, and I'm excited, and I don't know, just because I feel like sex is such a scary thing for me, like, I'm just kind of like, you know, could go the whole rest of my life with never having sex, like, and also, like, I've never, like, had sex that I, like, truly enjoyed and was, like, extremely passionate. Like, I don't know, that kind of feels, like, sad to say, because I'm, like, I think one of my boyfriends, like, you know, I did want to have sex with him, but I think I mostly, like, wanted to have sex with him because, like, I knew he wanted to have sex. Like, I think I wanted to do it, like, because, like, he wanted to. And yeah, I just feel like, I don't know. So, anyway, I'm hoping to maybe grow in my relationship with sex a little bit, but we'll see. So, yeah, I'm reading that. And the cover of the book is so cute. I want to look at it again because I think it's, like, pink and yellow. Oh, it's pink and orange. I'm sorry. Cute as well. Pink and orange and yellow. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's super cute. I love it. So, yeah, I have 11 minutes and, I mean, 11 hours left. Yay! So, I can't wait to read that and keep you guys updated. And I really want to read more. Like, now that I have this time off, like, maybe I'll read a little bit today. Just because I like reading, but it just takes me so long to get in my zone. And then by the time I get there, I either fall asleep or, like, have other shit that I want to do. I feel like there should be other shit I'm doing, so yeah, maybe I'll cozy up and read a little bit today. We'll see. But
Yeah, I'm excited. I want to learn. I'm trying to be as open-minded as I possibly could. I want to be extremely progressive and really nuanced with all my thoughts. Like, I guess all this shit that has been happening in my life, and like that's been happening in Cheyenne's life, and that's happening in Jalen's life, like, it's just making me think. And like, I don't know, I just, like, I don't want to be stuck anywhere. Like, I just want to have the most open mind that I can in every situation, and like, just try to take away my expectations of things, which, not completely, you can't do that, but I think I could do more than I have right now. So yeah, that's my growing. But I don't know, I'm like, I feel like, I don't know, I'm not gonna feel bad for this episode and maybe the last some, like, not being as good or deep or like progressive, but I don't know, I'm like, I've been going through it, y'all. But I feel like this past week I've been doing good. I've been kind of pulling myself out of it. Like, I feel like it's been good, but I don't know. I don't know that I've been super thinking and stuff. I started a new show last night. I started watching The Gentlemen on Netflix, and it's only 8 episodes, and I think I watched like 3.5. So I'm gonna probably watch that. It has Theo James in it, and I started watching it because, like, whenever Divergent came out, like, he was like my biggest crush. Like, I don't think I ever really had like a celebrity crush. Like, well, okay, Justin Bieber and Miley Cyrus, like, yes, absolutely, I was obsessed and in love and everything with them. But I feel like after that, and like outside of those two, like, there wasn't anyone that I was just like, oh my god, like, they're so hot, like, I was obsessed with. And like, of course, you know, so many people have like celebrity crushes, like full on, like, love. And so I was like I was like, you know what, Theo James is gonna be mine. And so I would, like, tell everyone he was my celebrity crush for a minute. And then, yeah, which, he is cute. Like, he's definitely cute for sure, but I don't know. So I was like, oh, that's fun, I'll watch it with him in it. So I started watching that. So it's good. I like it so far. I did not read the caption or, like, the summary or anything. I was just like, fuck it, let's watch it. So, yeah. Anyway, I love you. Thanks for bearing with me. I don't know. Because I'm like, you know, yeah, this wasn't super deep, but, like, maybe, like, some people like it like that. Like, I know I got to see my friend Melissa, and she was like, oh, like, is your podcast still, like, super deep? Or, like, have you done anything, like, lighter or anything? And I was like, I don't really think I'm capable of doing the light thing. Like, but I feel like, you know, maybe this is lighter. Like, this isn't, I didn't cry. I didn't have any, like, big, like, crash out or huge thought or anything like that. I just kind of, I'm like, this is this, like, kind of just feels like but I also like, I'm like, I like talking about, like, stuff like this, like what clothes I want to wear and my clothes I got. Like, I don't know, it just feels good. But on that note, I did see Melissa the other day. I don't know if I told you guys this, because I'm trying to think of when it was. It was Saturday. So, yeah, I didn't tell you guys. So, my client friend Melissa, I was talking about her when I first started this podcast, because it was in January, and, like, we had, like, she was my client at work every 2 weeks, and then we were also hanging out, and, like, we're friends, and that was good, but she just stopped coming to see me, and then I think we hung out, like, one or two more times. And then, I don't know, like, I felt so bad because she walked in and I was like, girl, like, let the record show that, like, none of my actions are not matching my words. But, like, I just want to say, like, I literally love you so much and I think of you so often, and I don't text you and I don't know why. And, like, I'm literally mad that I haven't texted you, because when I see you, like, it feels so good. Like, I love seeing you. And she was like, same. Like, I just, like, I'll think about you and then I'm like, think, should I text? And then I'm like, oh no, like, she's busy, or like, I don't know, like, I just get scared. And I was like, same. And it's so weird because, like, I don't know, like, I don't really feel that way, like, which I'm not a huge texter. Like, I do kind of, like, feel weird texting people. Like, I don't know, like, me and Cheyenne text, and me and my mom text, and me and Jalen will text
I don't know, like, I guess I have, like, my handful of people I text, but I don't know, like, my other friends, like, sometimes I'm, like, I don't usually, like, I don't know, like, I just feel weird texting them sometimes. I don't know, which is weird, because I'm, like, I feel like I don't feel that way with, like, a lot of my, like, friends, but just with Melissa, like, I don't know, I think it's, like, just because she's, like, married and, like, you know, like, has a life and, like, I don't know, like, her life just feels different than mine, so I'm kind of, like, I don't really know what's going on, like, is it, like, okay to just text her, like, I don't know, but she was just saying, like, she gets scared, too, and I was, like, okay, like, at least we're both, like, you know, but, she came in, and she brought me two little gifts, and I was, like, ooh, yay, I'm so excited. And one of them, she had this necklace last time I saw her when she came in, and it was just, like, a silver chain, and then it had rainbow letters, and it said loser, and then it had these cute little charms, and I was, like, that's so cute, like, I love that, it's so cunty. And so she was, like, really, like, I like it, but she was, like, I made another one, like, I kind of thought of giving it to you, but I didn't want you to think I was calling you a loser, like, I don't think you're a loser. And I was, like, no, girl, like, I think it's cute. And so she brought me that, and so we have matching, which everyone was like, loser, why did you say loser? And I was like, oh, you don't get it, it's cute, no, it's cute, I swear. But it was funny, like, I was like, she's not calling me a loser, we're friends, like, we have matching loser necklace, like, it's cute, it's cunt. So she made me that. It was so cute. I love it. I wore it yesterday. And then she made me these amethyst mushroom earrings. They're so cute. I love them. And they're, like, amethyst. And I don't really, like, I don't know. Like, my mom loves amethyst, but I'm not, like, I don't know. I'm just a pink girly, you know? But they're so cute. And I, like, love them because I feel like they're good, like, I don't know, I feel like they're really cute, like, whenever I think of some outfits, I'm like, those earrings would just look so cute with that, like, this outfit, I feel like it's very, like, earthy tones, like, with the beige and the mauve-y and the green, and, like, I don't know, it just feels very, like, earthy, cozy, kind of, like, vibey, I guess, and I feel like amethyst would, like, fit, like, this outfit so well. I think it would be so cute. So yeah, but anyway, back to Melissa. She was like, we haven't seen each other in months. And then she was like, I have bad news. And I was like, oh God, what? Like, what could she tell me? She told me she's moving. And I was like, oh, that just makes me so sad because I just wish, like, I would have texted you when I was thinking about you. Like, I swear I think of you so often. And, like, I want to text you and I don't. And I just feel like this is just, like, a slap in the face of, like, how, like, fast life can change and, like, how you just never know. And, like, you should just text the people you love, like, just tell the people you love that you love them, like, you know, people always say that, but yeah. Which, she's moving to Colorado, and, like, she's like, if you ever want to come visit. And I was like, girl, I've been trying to plan a trip to Colorado, like, maybe I can stop in when I'm there or something. And yeah, I don't know, it was just sad, and I was like, I really am gonna miss you, like, I know we don't really hang out, but, like, when I see you, like, when we do get to see each other, like, I just, like, I love your presence, like, it just feels so good to me, like, I love being around you, so I am sad, but I think we'll see each other again in this lifetime for sure, but I just love her, so I'm just sad that I didn't text her every time that I thought about her. But anyway, ending on a depressing note, but it's okay. So tell everyone that you love them. Okay, love you. I love you. I'm telling you that I love you right now, bitch. Mwah. Okay, love you. Bye.